Saudi Arabia and its aircraft continue to bomb multiple locations across Yemen. Casualties are feared as Saudi Arabia warplanes have targeted a water well in Sadr province. Saudi aircraft hit several regions in the same province, including a school and a water reservoir, for several times, killing at least five civilians. Warplanes also carried out two airstrikes on the port city of Aden. The Saudi aggression against Yemen has left nearly 4,300 people dead since the war began on March 26. Let's go to Sana'a itself and talk to Press TV's Mohammed Attab, our correspondent there. Mohammed, first of all, tell us more about today's incidents and attacks by Saudi Arabia on Yemen.
Yes, the Saudi Arabia war bombardment has raged on recently, especially as many Yemenis are hoping that the Geneva talks will put an end to the Riyadh's interference and also what he described, the genocidal war against Yemenis. The last moments and the last hours, the Saudi Arabia has targeted different Yemeni cities, particularly Sada, and also on the borders with the Saudi Arabia. There, it has also targeted military positions, especially in that they have already been captured by the Yemeni army, and after they have inflicted heavy casualties on the Saudi militants, especially the Al Qaeda, as many observers now wonder what's the relationship between the Saudi Arabia and Al Qaeda at the moment, because that these elements are being supported with the munitions, and they are being supported with the heavy machine guns, and also in Taiz, which is also witnessing heavy clashes and confrontations between the army and the Ansar Allah. These militants, many analysts say that they are being supported by the Saudi Arabia in order to incite sectarian war among Yemenis in a continuation for the international plots against the Arab world. So far, the army and the Ansar Allah have already tightened their grip on most of the Yemeni parts, foiling these attempts in order to incite these hatred and war among Yemenis. Today, the Coalition for Documenting the Riyadh's Atrocities Against Civilians, they have revealed that the Saudi Arabia's attacks on residential areas, particularly on houses of Yemeni citizens, whether they are former officials or normal citizens, they slammed such escalation. They described it as not as genocidal war against civilians. Also, they described it as not less heinous than the crimes which are being committed by the ISIL in Iraq and Syria. They described the same ideology that the Saudi Arabia is implementing on Yemen is not less heinous crimes than the ISIL in Iraq and Syria. They said that the origin, maybe that the Riyadh is the origin of such ideology of heinous crimes which are being committed against civilians in different parts of the Arab world. So the Yemenis are voicing their concern, and also on the international community to put an end to the daily crimes which are being committed against Yemeni civilians on a daily basis. They also call on the United Nations to act immediately and put an end to these crimes, especially that they are targeting the people's infrastructure, as well as also the water reservoirs, the basic accommodation. They are targeting the food supply. So the many human rights activists say that such war is immoral. It's unprecedented war that hasn't taken place in any part of the world. The Yemenis are now have made it clear that they are not going to stand still before these kinds of continued attacks, right, against their own nation. Now the Yemeni army has inflicted heavy casualties on the Saudi Arabia, and now they have already controlled many military positions, and as lately they have taken the Sharafa police station as a new advancement and major gains against the Saudi Arabian order to put an end to its atrocities which are being committed against Yemeni civilians.
And you were talking about the Yemeni army. I mean, how effective has the Yemeni army's retaliation and the Ansar Allah's retaliation been against Saudi Arabia?
Yes, it has been described by observers as unexpected because after the nearly 70 days of continued bombardment of different military positions and also residential areas, the expected that the Yemeni military army capabilities were destroyed, but eventually the Yemeni army and the popular commissions have surprised the whole world that they are now they still wage a furious war against the Saudi Arabia's army into the deep territories of Earth. They have already in previous times launched Scud missiles and so into one of the important air bases of Saudi Arabia. It's called Khamis Mushayt, and they have already taken control of most of the military positions on the borders with Yemen. So such developments, if you can also see the pictures of the Yemeni army, why they were carrying only traditional weapons, that they were fighting armored vehicles, fighting heavy machinery guns, but so far the Saudi forces were fleeing these posts before the traditional army Yemeni. So these kinds of pictures shows that the strength and that the Yemeni army on the right path, fighting those who have waged unlawful war against their own nation.
All right, Press TV's Mohammed Attab reporting from Sana'a. Thanks, Mohammed.